This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You know, I believe this is the final Friday that's not a football Friday for the entire calendar year. Right? Because don't the preseason games start next Saturday?
Is it Hall of Fame game?
There's one Thursday next week, but then Friday, isn't that before the Saturday game? So next Friday will be Football Friday, and then that'll last all the way through the last week of December.
We're back in it, baby.
We are back in it, baby. See Jimmy open the show there with a little Kenny Loggins. That's the theme from Caddyshack. Caddyshack was released on this day in 1980. One of the greatest movies. It always is interesting to me because it always comes up on the same day that a great funny movie was released on this day, and one of the worst, most unfunny movies was released on this day as well. Caddyshack was released on this day in 1980. Step Brothers was released on this day in 2008. And it's remarkable to me that there are people that would even put Step Brothers in the same breath as Caddyshack, let alone Step Brothers in top 10 comedies of all time, when it's truly one of the top 10 worst movies I have ever seen in my life.
So when other people tell you movies are bad, it doesn't matter.
When other people...
Because Omar Kelly told you Superman's terrible, and you said he just doesn't like fun. But when we tell you Step Brothers is amazing, we're just wrong.
Correct. That just tells me you're dumb. That's basic math.
There's no mid-ground, Hawk. Like, I appreciate Caddyshack. I appreciate Caddyshack. But you also have to appreciate Step Brothers.
There's nothing funny about it. Pretend to appreciate something that's not funny at all. We'll get into it today. Okay. I got a lot of stuff to get to. Mike Cugno is going to join us today. Cugno texted me last night. Remind me to get into this with him. Did he text you guys last night what he was eating?
No.
No.
Texted me a picture last night. He was sitting at his desk. Two McDonald's snack wraps and a cup of black coffee. And I was delighted. Because those snack wraps nowadays, they're only fried, right? You can't even get them grilled.
Correct.
So yeah. I was delighted. And he's like, I forget which one is the best thing that I've ever tasted. And I'm like, well, it's the best thing you've ever tasted because it's fried and you haven't had fried food in I don't know how long. This is unbelievable. Later, he goes on to reveal to me that he takes the tortilla off it because he doesn't want the carbs.
He's eating the chicken tender.
That's what I said. It's exactly the text I sent him. I go, so you're eating a chicken finger?
Yeah.
Because it's not a snack wrap.
No wrap.
Without the wrap. Mind boggling. boggling, right? It's Man. Hard to wrap your head around. It's hard to wrap your head around it.
It's people that go to extremes, like that count macros and all this stuff. Like, man, enjoy life. Work out every now and
again.
Once
in a while, a couple of snack wraps aren't going to kill you.
Well, no, but don't take it to people who count their macros. That was unnecessary because now you're bringing me into something that has nothing to do with people who count their macros. Cuño could have just bought chicken tenders. He could have just bought chicken strips. He would have saved money doing so. It would have been less of a hassle. And he would have just been eating chicken strips, which is fine. Nobody thinks that's lunacy. But to order snack wraps and remove Crazy. The wrap, now you just have two chicken strips that you paid $6 for, makes Crazy. No sense.
With some Crazy. sauce and lettuce on them?
Yeah, he says, he texted me last night, a wrap is just flour and water. I'm not missing anything. But so that's what makes it a wrap. It's not a wrap. So he didn't have two wraps last night. Anyway, so he's going to join us. So
you have a bowl of rice, beans, and beef. That's a burrito?
Well, it's funny. Remember Jason Martinez? He used to be a sports anchor down here at Channel 10. Now he's an anchor up in Philadelphia. But he loves Philly cheesesteaks. But he gets it without the bread. He tweets it all the time. He gets it, you know, in a bowl. And I don't know if it's Jason Martinez just trolling all of Philadelphia. But he's like, oh, back at gyms, love their cheesesteaks. And it's the picture, but it's just the meat and the cheese in a bowl. And that, to me, is not a cheesesteak. Just like a bowl of rice and beans and chicken is not a burrito.
But he's getting a burrito bowl with no rice is what he's doing.
Right, like, even
he's
worse.
He's not getting a cheesesteak.
And he's getting a burrito bowl at Jim Steaks on South Street, which makes no sense. Anyway, Cuño's going to join us today. Joe Zagacki is going to join us today. We'll talk about ACC Media Days with him. I do have a lot of stuff to get to. I saw Chris Perkins in the Sun Sentinel after Dolphins practice today. He did stock up, stock down. Now, stock up seems to be kind of in agreement to all people covering the Dolphins today. Did you guys see who everyone seemed to be in agreement had the best day of practice?
Who?
The quarry of Quinn, baby. Let's go.
Quinn Ewers.
Really?
So Perk wrote in the Sun Sentinel, stock up QB Quinn Ewers. He made several noteworthy plays Friday that hinted he's making progress as camp continues. Ewers had a sweet throw to wide receiver D. Eskridge over the middle late in practice. By the way, his stock down, he says, Ryan Hayes, he said, this is low-hanging fruit. He's an offensive tackle. This is low-hanging fruit considering he's defending edge rushers, Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, and Chop Robinson, among others. But he'll face players of similar caliber on game day, he points out. But you have to have a stock down if you're going to have a stock up. But everybody, I saw Joe Shad tweeted out. I saw just about everyone who was there was saying that Quinn Ewers had the best practice, so. Maybe he'll be wearing the red jersey tomorrow for the first public practice.
But would it be great for Quinn Ewers to outplay Zach Wilson?
I mean, you know, in a perfect world, you'd like to think that the guy you acquired and are paying $6 million is going to be better than a guy you took a flyer on in the sixth round or seventh round. I forget when they took him. But it doesn't always work out that way. You may see that in Cleveland, right? Like, yeah. In a perfect world, it's like, yes, who we had slotted number one and number two and number three, their, you know, caliber of play is going to be exactly that. One, two, three, four, five down the line. But you never know. You never know. And again, it's one day of practice. You don't know if he's going to throw three picks tomorrow. But nice to see. Like, there'd been some pub. What was it? The season before on Quinn Ewers? And then what happened? He had an off season, or
he was on the cover of NCAA or something. Like, he balled out a couple years ago.
And then what happened? He stayed too long in college, or he got injured, or his play just fell off?
I don't think he got injured. I just don't think. And no, his play didn't fall off. Remember, they were in the semifinal last year.
I mean, his play had to have fallen off. He wasn't picked till the seventh round when he was on the cover of a video game, no?
Yeah, but he was on the cover of a video game more so because he's the starting quarterback of Texas. I don't necessarily think it was because his draft stock was a first round projection.
Let's see here.
I think honestly, personally, I don't know if I don't know who will make it look bad that they gave Zach Wilson $6 million a year for 2 years, whatever it was. But for you to draft a guy and for him to beat out a veteran,
well,
that means
you're really putting the cart in front of the horse there, though. He had one good practice on the third day of training camp. No one's suggesting he's going to beat out Zach Wilson.
He was spinning that thing.
His numbers were pretty much identical. He had more,
yeah, looking at him,
more touchdowns, but less or more interceptions this year also. But he also threw the ball like 50 more times this season. But like they were 10-2 in 2023, and they went to the Big 12 championship game, set a record there. But this year they went 14-14. He went 11-3. The loss was in the college football semifinal to Ohio State, his former team.
Says, on Wikipedia, Quinn Ewers was the first amateur athlete to sign an NIL deal worth over $1 million.
Damn.
Are you spinning that thing?
Spin that thing. I wouldn't be upset. Well, don't get it twisted here. So, big day today, obviously. Caddyshack, Step Brothers, Snack Wraps, Dolphins Practice, ACC Media Days. Oh, perhaps I forgot to mention Matt Mervis hit another monster dong last night. The Mervis militia rolls on. He will not be shadow banned on this show. Hit a rope last night.
Get him, Mervis.
Rope. Got a nice text from Rob Pizzola after I shared another ding dong from Mervis. He said, you will bet him to homer every single game when he gets called back up, and he will go 0 for 27 and get sent down again.
Is he getting called back up? Because if he's this damn good.
And I responded, bingo.
Shadow ban.
I have a parlay working for the Marlins game today. There's a 4 o'clock Marlins game. I put in at a $50 no sweat bet MLB. So if I lose it, get another $50 bet to lose it. So I have Cal Quantrill over 2.5 Ks. Mm-hmm. The actual line is 3.5. I brought it down to 2.5. He's been very good. I've got the Gus Bus to get at least one hit, and my guy Kyle Stowers to get at least one hit. Well, three legger. I'll start paying attention to that around 4:20, 4:10. When's that?
4:10 today. 4:10. Saw that report I sent you guys about Sandy.
Sandy? Yeah, I don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
I know that when Sandy had his last outing, Kyle Seeloff on the television broadcast said when his outing was done, when the game was over, they had won the game. Hey, if this was his last appearance with us, what a ride it's been. Something like that. Like, he kind of alluded to the fact that it might happen. The time would be now.
He's really not contributing like that with the money they're paying him.
Wait, I just think,
I don't know what they're paying him. Are they paying him a ton?
Oh, he has to be making stupid money. Cy Young winner? He's not going out there for peanuts.
I don't know, because that's probably why.
Isn't that why they have to trade him?
Right. They're thinking of moving him. I just think right now the Marlins, they're aligning themselves with a rebuild. We know that. And if you can get legitimate assets.
5 year, $56 million.
It's only making $17.3 million this year.
Right, yeah. But bro, I don't think that's that much when you compare it to what some of these other baseball players
are getting.
It's
not that much compared, but it's a ton compared to their payroll.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably half their payroll.
I'll look up what MLB pitchers are making right now, but I don't know, man. I don't think $17 million is...
Oh, no. Like Kershaw and them boys? Yeah, they're making way more than that. But
Shohei is in another level. Oh, but man. Like Zach Wheeler, $42 million. Jacob DeGrom, $37 million. Blake Snell, 36. Like he's not even. He's not.
And,
even
and he's coming off his 10. Best outing of the season, which is good for him. Man. If they want to move him.
Oh, as long also, as they ignored every other outing this season.
Well, he finally got it together. And then one other thing, and Solana's got the headlines here, but Christian Wilkins gone from the Raiders after one season.
I need
what
to.
A wild turn of event.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I read that story. I need to have more information where they can void his guaranteed money because he didn't rehab his foot correctly. Like, this right. is going to get ugly.
The NFL Players Union has already filed a grievance. There's going to be a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. The Raiders are saying he should have had surgery. He kept putting it off. And now we just don't think that he's field worthy. And that wastes an entire season. I don't know if he was going to be up and down and whatever. But there obviously was a huge discrepancy in how to handle his injury. Mm-hmm. And from what I read, the Raiders, tried several times to get him to handle it a certain way surgically. He refused every time, and now they're just saying, yeah, he no good.
Yeah, that's just to avoid guaranteed money, though. It's going to be tough for the Raiders to win that lawsuit.
As everyone, Schefter and Ian Rappaport, they're all saying, like, hey, they are begging for a lawsuit on this one, and that's what they're going to get. It's going to be interesting,
yeah,
to see how it plays out. Let's do headlines because Mike Cugno is going to join us. By the way, our sister station, Kiss Country, they're bringing back Stars and Strings featuring Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, and more. That's at Hard Rock Live on November 6th. And we've given you a code word every day to win tickets. The word today is plane, P-L-A-N-E, not plain like a plain bagel, plain like... Right. Or I was thinking like what do we call the planes? Although I guess that would be plain like a plain bagel.
Yeah, plain bagel.
Right. So only plain, only like an airplane.
Airplane with no air.
That's the only plane that's spelled P-L-A-N-E?
Yep.
Plane. Yeah. So text the word plane, P-L-A-N-E.
Paper plane?
357. Still referring to some sort
plane.
Of. Airplane. Yeah. Text plane to 20357. Tickets are on sale now, by the way, at starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. If you want more info, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message data rates apply. Do not text and drive. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
I just looked it up here on Google. A level of existence, thought, or development. Everything is connected on the spiritual plane.
Yes, a spiritual plane. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. All right. It was Kader Kohou in the orange jersey at Dolphins practice.
Darth Kader.
We got some info from Mike McDaniel on Aaron Brewer's absence, lower extremity injury, soft tissue. He's not too concerned. Said you should see him sooner than later. And they still have him on the field, I believe, like just doing snaps with Tua to get that chemistry going. But that's why he hasn't been practicing.
He's a vet. This is underwear Olympics right now. Don't take it too serious.
Clay Ferreiro saying if you break the plane.
Oh, yeah.
That's another plane, P-L-A-N-E.
Another plane.
Like in football?
Yeah, if you break the plane.
Break the plane.
Yeah.
There's a lot of smart people out there.
There really are. Yeah. None of them on this show.
I scream paper.
Simple Plan, the band. Simple Plan.
Leave that Simple Plan, no?
McDaniel said Baron Matos has been feeling, he has feeling in all his extremities, and he's doing better each day, which is good news.
That's cool.
On the purpose behind post-practice sprints, I was just getting this from Travis Wingfield, by the way. I was doing like a spark note, so I want to give him the proper credit.
What's that? You want to give him the proper credit?
He got a speech impediment.
Yeah.
Damn it, man.
Proper credit.
Yep. Right when I said it, I'm like, oh, no.
Where is that rabbit?
Credit given.
Oh, man.
I'll give you credit.
I should have just taken his tweets. Why am I giving him credit? Who cares?
Come on, help.
Our queen doesn't sound that terrible, does it, Mr. Credit?
Come on, Elmer Fudd.
Give credit. What are we doing today? Credit is due. You want to know how I paid for that sour cream?
We very, very quiet. Yeah. I'm hunting rabbits.
All right. This isn't getting any better. Your weather. The post-practice sprints. It's a way, he says, McDaniel, a way for players to re-emphasize the importance of doing the little things the right way.
All right.
That makes sense. Discipline, yeah, just it's not going to be hard. It's just that now you have to reset and go out there and run harder.
Hey, this is a different mindset. I don't know if that works or not, but you got to do something. You can't just say, hey, we've all got a different mindset. So you implement some new things. Like when Dan Campbell was the interim coach here and they were running Oklahoma drills. Yeah. Like, hey, that was a way to show this is a brand new sheriff in town.
And they're not racing. They just want to see everybody come together, the camaraderie. If a guy is lacking back, the veteran's going to be like, come on, Josh, let's get up here, baby. Like that whole thing. They're not getting ready for the Olympics here.
Schefter was right, though, when he's like, look, these things, you win, and everybody points to them as, look at that, man. Mm-hmm. They implemented this. But if the Dolphins are 2-5 after week 8, none of us are going to be sitting back saying, well, at least McDaniel had him running sprints.
Right, but if they're 5-2, you might say, hey, day 1 in camp when he had them running wind sprints.
Hug just said it, that Dan Campbell – Oklahoma week? Didn't they go up and beat New England?
Yeah.
I think they won two games following that.
And then they went like 2-8 after that. But it was like, oh, yeah, the Oklahoma drill. No, they're still the same team without Oklahoma drills.
Los Madelines will play Los Brewers later today. 4-10, as we mentioned. First of six straight on the road for the Fish. And the tweet we were referring to earlier regarding Sandy Alcantara. Again, this is MLB insider Hector Gomez, who posted on Twitter a couple hours ago, a person very close to Sandy told him he'll be traded. Quote, he's aware he'll be traded, has already packed all his things to leave Miami. The trade deadline in Major League Baseball, 6 p.m. on July 31st.
That person close to him has told me. Hey, I've never even met him. Sandy, you're going to be traded. Perfect person close to him. Anyone who's ever followed the Marlins over the last 20 years has told Sandy Alcantara he's going to be traded. Back to back.
Sandy makes 17.3. Jesus Sanchez makes 4.5. He's number two.
There you go.
You said triple hawk? He's quadruple anybody else's salary on the team.
Crazy. Steve Goldstein, the Stanley Cup winning broadcaster for your Florida Panthers, sends me a text enjoying the headlines from this wascally wabbit.
Very, very quiet.
Great to hear from you, Goldie. The Miami Heat, they added Myron Gardner to a two-way contract. And he played on their summer league team. And Leo Messi, Jordi Alba have been suspended by the MLS for missing the All-Star game. So they will be held out of the final MLS game until the league goes on pause for the League's Cup. Cincy in Miami tomorrow, 7:15.
You nailed it.
Good call.
Don't be so certain, Hawk and Crowder. Don't be so certain, because this league is going to make an exception for Messi and Alba.
They should really get the credit they deserve. From bringing back.
I mean, this Don Garber, what a coward this Don Garber. Honestly, what a massive coward this Don Garber is. I mean, you have Leo Messi playing back-to-back-to-back-to-back 90-minute games. They're headlining them at the FIFA Club World Cup, the only team to get out of the group stage from
rules
your league.
Rules, man. Rules,
he has,
rules.
He has significantly grown this league to a level that Don Garber could have never imagined against everything Don Garber wants to institute in this league, by the way, thankful to a Cuban guy in Jorge Mas, who is trying to bend the rules and grow the league and make everybody more money. And Don Garber's like, oh, no, you can't play because he didn't give us 15 minutes of PR in the All-Star game.
Rules are rules. Don't play in the MLS All-Star game and you're healthy enough to play, then you can't play in the next game. That's the rule. It's written. It's a rule.
Absolute joke.
No, I don't know if Don Garber wrote this one, but go a step further back. That rule is dumb. It's like the NBA thing, the players' load management stuff. It's silly. No, who gives a damn they don't play in the MLS All-Star game? Nobody cares. Let them play when the games matter.
No, I totally disagree with that. That's a celebration of the league for the league's fans. You're going to tell me the biggest star can't show up?
Hawk, what about the dunk contest? What about NBA? Nobody wants to participate when they do.
All-Star game. You're talking about four contestants. Like, that's different than being voted in and representing the league in front of the league's fans. If you don't want to play in the league's celebration of the league, there has to be some sort of punishment. That's the punishment. That would compel most players who are, you know, interested. If a game means something, the one coming out of the break, that would compel most players or organizations to compel their players to go play. Didn't work with Messi and Alba, and now Inter Miami and those guys have to suffer the consequences.
So you're mad that I don't play in this game, so now you're going to not let me play in another game in the league that people are watching.
Mm-hmm. Which is a huge game, punishes the team.
It actually punishes the team.
Inter Miami's playing.
We're trying to grow the league. We've got
60,000 fans here to come see our biggest stars, and you're one of our biggest stars, if not the biggest star, and you just choose not to show up, well, your team gets punished. I got no problem with that at all.
I think it's silly.
Tired of everybody just taking days off willy-nilly. Get out there and play.
How many shows are you doing next week?
One, but I'm trying to get out of it.
Your weather. it's hot, man. It's really hot. Today's hotter than yesterday and the day before and the day before. It's 94 degrees right now. So stay indoors. Hey, Goldie, you're listening. Pull a little sunscreen on the top of your head.
Oh, now you're mad at Goldie.
Wow. Wow. Goldie wants to know maybe his brother Lionel Messi is available.
Leave Goldie alone.
Ooh, that guy just took you to school. All right, Mike Cuno is going to annoy everybody in the next segment, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I spend $250,000 a year on gluten.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
We're getting Mike Cuno on the phone here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Mike Cuno can be seen locally on CBS4 here in Miami, nationally on CBS Sports HQ, and prowling the sidelines during CBS4's coverage of the Miami Dolphins preseason games, which are almost here. And we'll have Cuno on the phone here in a second. We had a video link with Cuno, and then the video cut out, so we have switched over to the phone to grab him there. But we've got him. I see a big thumb, I hope, from Jimmy telling me that Cuno's there. Wasn't certain. Hello, Cuno.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm here. I'm here.
All right. Checking. We deserve that with all we do for you. Explain to us. I'm going to get into the Dolphins here in one second. Yeah. But explain to us, because I was telling the fellas earlier in the show, you had snack wraps last night from McDonald's, mm-hmm. which is delightful because I like to see you order fast food that's actual food, not just a black coffee.
And you told me, though, that you were taking the tortilla off the snack wraps. So you really weren't having snack wraps. You were just having two chicken fingers, no?
Yeah, but they're covered in, like, the sauce and the lettuce and the cheese and everything. I remember what, like, a tortilla tastes like. So you just apply that while you're eating it, and you're fine. So, and I wasn't the one who went and, like, I didn't go buy them myself. Someone at our office, our sports producer, brought them as a gift. So, you know, that's what we did.
But Mike, if I just think about Skittles and chew, am I eating Skittles?
Apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. That's what memories are for.
That's so great. I recall what a tortilla tastes like, so I apply that, and it's the same. A great way to be able to go through life. No one could go through life that way except Mike Cugno. So you wouldn't have bought snack wraps, though?
No, I would have. I would have. He just happened to surprise me with at the office with them. So it was just
they're
just
fried,
random.
Right? Aren't they fried? You can't get grilled ones anymore.
Yeah, and it has to be fried, first of all. The grilled ones were fine, but, like, in order to soak up, like, sauces and all that stuff, you have to have the bread. Also, I got to say, the spicy is lapping the ranch. I used to be the ranch guy, and now this, give me the spicy sauce.
Oh, your body is begging for taste. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You're eating so many.
it's a pretty miserable existence. Yeah.
Mike, is there any other imaginary meals you eat?
Oh, man. I miss what bread tastes like, but that's very similar. You know, like a nice.
Hey, what'd you have for lunch? Well, I imagined a tortilla. And I imagined some cheese, rice, beans.
Yeah.
Terrible. What have you eaten today?
Scrambled eggs and some fruit. I think that's about it.
All right. Man.
Yeah.
It was delightful. I saw one of your family vacation photos, and it was so delightful to see your daughter actually eating out of a bag of chips.
Those were sweet potato chips.
Oh, I know. I zoomed in to see what the chips were, and they unfortunately were sweet potato chips, but still chips nonetheless.
Yeah, and cooked in like good oil, like avocado oil or something like that. Yeah, it's basically we give her sweet potato. Yeah,
ridiculous. That's a good dad.
No, terrible dad. Let's talk about the Dolphins. So you've seen them at camp a couple of days. What's your feel on this team? Is there any kind of different feel? We talked about them running wind sprints, you know, after practice. But is there any tangible different feel?
I don't know why, and maybe I'm just too optimistic. But it does. If for the first time in a long time, it doesn't feel like there's any games being played. You know, there's none of these quiet hold-ins or holdouts or going to participate. But I'm out there, and all of a sudden, like, and then you're out there on the sideline because you're not participating while you're waiting. Like, it's nice that I know it's weird to say because it seems like there's been so much drama with this team, but it doesn't feel like there's a lot of drama. And I kind of like that. It feels very football centric, and like you're just kind of focused on different things. Like you're watching how Patrick Paul and Jonah Savainaya are looking together on the offensive line, or you're watching the cornerbacks rotate in and out and see who's doing well. And so, to me, you know, the unfortunate injuries aside from day one, it's just been kind of nice to just watch football and not watch some players stand off to the side hoping they can get a new contract, because obviously Zach Sealer has been participating.
Yeah, and Mike, that the whole leadership question, we talked about it for all offseason about what's the leaders, who's the leaders. We were talking about with Tua coming out and calling out Tyreek. That was some leadership type stuff.
Yeah.
It's not the hoorah jump around Yale guy, but are there guys that you're seeing that are really stepping up as those guys, especially defensively, because we lost a lot of defensive veterans. I don't know if they were leaders, but we did lose a lot of vets defensively with Jalen and Calais Campbell leaving.
Yeah, and you know, you're going to get a lot of that leadership back, especially in the huddle with Chubb and Jalen Phillips there. I'm really interested to see what kind of leader Minkah Fitzpatrick turns into, because you kind of heard from Kader Kohu earlier this week talking about, like, he's leading by his actions, you know, with the way he's preparing, his routine, getting out there, the way he practices. You like to see and hear those sorts of things. And then even from, you know what, even from a Mike McDaniel standpoint, I look at, you know, I haven't seen like a change in personality in him. And I know that may be weird to say like, oh, I like that, but you have to be your authentic self. The second you go from one thing and then try to be something you're not, that's when people will call you phony. And so I commend Mike for at least it seems like he is staying who he is. But at the same time, the locker room, as you mentioned, Tua is growing as a leader. And then Zach Sealer coming out yesterday and being like, look, I can separate the two. I know there's the business side and that's going to handle itself. And I know that I have to be out here and build camaraderie on the field with my guys and build those relationships, because there is no other time during the season to do that, right? You have to do that now. So when you hear those things, and I know people will kind of get worried about, yeah, but you know, he deserves a big payday. He can get hurt. And I know that, and I'm with you on that, and players should get all the money they can in their career, but it is sort of a breath of fresh air to see that kind of leadership out there on the field at this point in camp.
To that point, though, Mike, I think early last week going into camp, you and I were both in agreement. The biggest question mark for this team, aside from injuries and all that stuff, was going to be, okay, what's the identity of the offense? Are they still going to be this greatest show on surf? Are they going to try to run the ball a little bit more? Are they going to rely on Savainea or Naya? Like, what is it exactly that they're going to be? Do you think, you know, this early in camp, I know it's only been three practices, but do you think there's a clearer understanding of what this offense is going to be, or is it still too early to tell? And you know, do they know? Like, do you think they know what the identity is going to be on the offense?
Yeah, they have to figure out what they have in the offensive line for sure. And I think, and this is back to Mike McDaniel not changing who he is, you're going to have to establish a run with this team, and that zone run game. Like, if they can get there with this group, I'll be very impressed, you know, depending on how fast they get there, because there is a lot of changes on the offensive line. You're looking at two, possibly three different guys on the offensive line, right? It should be about two, but if the young guys can come along and the new free agents can come along there and make it work, the running back room has gotten younger. You know, Raheem Mostert, as much fun as he was a couple years ago setting records, he was 32 last year. That was the oldest guy in the room, and now the oldest guy in the running back room is Alexander Mattison at 26. So you've gotten younger at running back, but you also know it's not really a mystery what you have at running back, because Devon Achane is so good in terms of being just this dual threat where he can play out of the backfield, catch passes, break the big ones. And then we saw the spurts from Jalen Wright a year ago, and we'll see what Mattison adds to this group, as well as the rookie Ollie Gordon. But I think it still has to start with the run, and that will open other things up. We saw what happened when the Dolphins would look one-dimensional and teams would take Tyreek Hill away. There has to be that side of the offense, and that will be the identity. That has to be the identity in terms of what they are this year offensively.
You think people are sleeping on the amount of actual talent there is on this roster? Because I think people are sleeping on it. I think they're talking about who we've lost, but I think there is a plethora of real NFL talent on this roster.
Yeah, there is, but there's also like glaring holes. And so when you look at, or not, I don't say holes, but question marks, right? At corner, you don't exactly know what you're going to have there. Minkah Fitzpatrick coming over at safety. Now that kind of makes you feel better, because, you know, you had Noam Fonwu and Ashton Davis. So you overhauled the whole starting safety unit. So now at least you feel comfortable there with those three veterans. But at corner, and then, you know, it's also how good does that defensive line become? And we expect that to be the strength of this team. So there are just question marks. Tight end might be another one in terms of what's going to happen with Darren Waller when he gets back. That's why I said last week when we talked, like, I think the floor for this team is still 7 or 8 wins. And then you just kind of go from there. Do you win those close games? Do you stay healthy enough that the injuries just don't wipe you out and decimate you? Like last year on the defensive line, it was so tough to get that group going because of all the injuries to Chubb and to Phillips again. I think this is going to be, you know, a better team than I think most people nationally believe.
And my quickly on the way out, a conversation we had earlier in the show, they were saying Quinn Ewers looked great today. And I'm saying it would be great for Quinn to beat out Zach. But would it be great for Quinn to beat out Zach? You add Zach and then you draft Quinn. And then what is there an advantage if Quinn goes out there and outplays Zach Wilson?
Even if Quinn Ewers plays great, I'm not exactly sure that's going to happen because I think Zach's probably grown as a player himself. Just let's look at the lineage they're coming from in terms of coaches. Zach just spent a year with Sean Payton in Denver. Now he's here with Mike McDaniel, who, you know, has ignited Tua's career. And then you look at Quinn Ewers, Steve Sarkisian. There's a lot of quarterbacks in high school that are going to Texas because of what Steve can do there as a coach in terms of bringing up a quarterback. So I think what you like there is sort of this knowledge or lineage that these two quarterbacks are coming from. Will Quinn beat out Zach Wilson? I mean, it might be close. I'm not sure. I still think you just give the edge to the veteran there. But Tua said it, you know, Tua said it himself during his minicamps or OTAs, where he's like, I wish the media could see everything we get to do out here and how much these guys are coming along. And so for me, that just gives me a little bit more trust in that area. But listen, if they hit a home run and that's all relative in terms of a seventh round pick, what that means. But if he is making the roster and they believe in him, Quinn Ewers, then that's a success. And you just keep building on those things and just be happy that you have another veteran in the room and Zach Wilson, who's been around the league a little while.
Cunio, we got to go. But on this day, both movies, Caddyshack and Step Brothers, were released. It was about 30 years apart. Which one's better?
Step Brothers.
No, I don't think you heard the question. I didn't say which one's worse by a mile. I said which one's better. Better.
You want honesty, and I give you honesty here. You know, Caddyshack.
Well, that's honestly dumb.
Caddyshack is like the wrap, or is like the snack wrap with the tortilla, whereas you know, Step Brothers, you just get the meat of the matter. It's just right to it. It's good stuff.
Oh, okay. I'm down with that. Step Brothers is a snack wrap without the wrap. It's a chicken finger. And my movie, Caddyshack, is an actual snack wrap with a tortilla, the preferred way of eating one. I'm with you. I'll agree with you on that.
You couldn't be more wrong, but I love you for your faults as well as your strengths. So,
no, I love you for your faults as well. And if I find strengths, I'm going to love you for them too.
Do you find what?
Strengths.
Strengths.
Okay. See you, Cunio.
He's ridiculous.
Love you all.
Love you more. Do you keep calling him Quinn Ewers, Crowder?
Ewers.
Yeah, there's an H in there for sure when he says it.
Yeah, Quinn Ewers.
Ewers.
Ewers. Sounds like you're saying Quinn Ewers, like Brock Ewers.
Quinn Ewers. Quinn
no.
Ewers. Quinn Ewers.
Why are you Quinn saying Ewers?
Quinn Ewers.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
You're not going to learn anything about sports on this show. I'm sorry. You're not. But I know McDonald's.
This fall, the Sand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.